Well, then go.
I will.
Okay, we're reading a word.
Robbie,
we're going through the Bible.
Shut the goddamn door.
That's my husband, guys. His name is John Marshall Pike Jr. Reverend, sorry.
I want you to get out of my room.
Psalms 78.
Robbie, shut the door.
Give ear,
shut the door,
my
Robbie.
People.
Robbie.
The door is shut. It's shutting up. I'm hot.
Oh, my God, Robbie. You swear, man. Why are you doing this?
So everybody will be transversive and translucent, and everybody can see our transgression.
No, everybody can see you're so goddamn evil.
Okay, but then it's going to be out there. I'm tired of it.
Good, baby.
Psalm 78, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generations to come the praises of the Lord. Is this praises to the Lord? I don't know. And his strength. And his
Robbie,
wonderful works
Robbie,
that
please
he
shut the
has
door.
Alone.
We shut the door, please.
He has established the testimony. Good thing that, reads and hears all through the door. Because I am tired of people and what's going on in this world. This is what's going on. Tomorrow is Halloween. And yesterday was supposed to be something special, but it wasn't nothing special but except for what it was to be for God.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he has established a testimony to Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known in their children. That the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, but they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God.
But
keep his commandments and might not be as their fathers, a stumbling block and a rebellious generation, and a generation that set not their hearts aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim began being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle, and they kept not the commandment of God and refused to walk in his law and forget his works and his wonders that he had shown them, marvelous things did he in the aid of their in the sight, sorry, it's hard to read through tears. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt. In the field of Zion, he divided the sea. Please, Lord, divide the sea for me. And divide it rightly and divide it with truth, Lord, please.
Dividing us.
He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the water stand as a heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and at night and all the night with the light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depth. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. Holy Spirit, have your way. And they sinned yet more against him by prolonging the Most High it is in the wilderness, and they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spoke against God, and they said, "Can God furnish a table to the wilderness? Behold, people, if you listen to this, please pray for me. I'm praying for y'all as well. And I want the Lord to have his way. Because if we do not understand what God's telling us, and we do not soften our hearts, and we keep our hearts hardened, then the enemy will turn to back towards us, and we will be put asunder. God will destroy us. And that's where our nation is right now. Because God will bring everything out into the light, and then the people will choose to believe the lie because they love the lust of their flesh more.
I want to believe that lie.
And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Talking about their evil sacrifices. Yea, they spoke against God, and they said, "Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? And behold, the smoke. Behold, he smote the rock, that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his prophet?" Therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth. And it's spelled W-R-O-T-H. It's not wrath, it's wroth. Wroth. As a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed out in God, and believed not in God, and trusted not in his salvation, though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full, and he caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by the power he brought in the south wind, he rained by flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowls like as sand of the sea. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitants. And so they did eat, and they were filled, for he gave them their own desire. He will give you whatever you desire, whether it be good or bad. So let us please, Lord, let our desire be the desire of God. And let them be righteous. And let our desires not be lustful and wrong. For we are bringing upon ourselves a destruction that we may not be able to escape from if we don't turn from the wrong now.
Appreciate it.
And he smote down where am I at?
Appreciate you.
The wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. For all this they sinned still and believe not for his wondrous works. Therefore their days did he consume in vain, in their years in trouble. Lord, forgive us, please. When he slew them, then they saw him, and they returned and inquired early after God, and they remembered that God was their rock and the high God their Redeemer. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied. They lied unto him with their tongues, for their heart was not right with him, neither were there steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquities, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh and wind that pass away and comes not again. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me. Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. And they remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. How he had wrought his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zion. And he, and Noah, and had turned their rivers into blood, and their floods, and they could not drink. He sent divers, sorts of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs, which devoured them. He gave also their incense unto the caterpillar, and their labor unto the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to the thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath and indignation, and trouble by sending evil angels among them. He made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence. And smote all of the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tabernacles of Ham. Oh my, please Lord forgive us. Don't let us be so vile. Because there's that word again that starts with a... I don't want to even say it. The spirit that curse Ham, that'd be a safer way of saying that word, Ham, but made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock, and he led them on safely, so that they feared not. But the sea overwhelmed their enemy, and he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to this mountain, which his right hand had purchased. He cast out the heathen also before them, and divided them as inheritance by line, and made the tribe of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God, and kept not his testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow, for they provoked him to anger, and with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, he was wroth and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, that the tent which he placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hands. And he gave his people over. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The tongue is sharper than a two-edged sword. There's power in life and death in the tongue. He gave his people over also unto the swords. And was wrought with his inheritance. The fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given to marriage. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentations. There's no lament going on. Why don't we lament the Lord? Then the Lord awakened as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man who shouts by reason of one. And he smote his enemies in the hinder part. He put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he refused the tabernacle of Joseph, and he chose not the tithe of Israel. But choose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like high places, like the earth which he has established forever. He chose David, also his servant, and took him from the sheepfold, from following the ewes. The ewes of great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. So he fed them accordingly to the integrity of his heart, not ours. And guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Oh God, the heathen are come into your inheritance, your holy temple. Have they defiled? They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. And I pray, Lord Jesus, so see and so know thy people, and please, Lord, thy people, please see. And Lord, uplift and hold them in your ever arms and arm, and forever have them bearing the arms of the Lord. For they are Israel, and Lord, have your people. You have called them and you have chosen them, and I pray that you lead them to you, and that you will snatch them out of the devil's hands. And protect them from the enemies that come to take them and plunder their land. Then, Lord, please don't let us not stand and be allies with them, for we did will not now stand. And then we will be given the desire of our hearts, and then we will be sent to a place we don't want to be if we continue in our sin. The dead bodies of your servants, have they given to be meat unto the fowls? of the heavens, the flesh of your saints, and to the beast of the earth, their blood, how they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbor, a scorn and a decision to them who are round about us. How long, Lord, will you be angry forever? Shall the jealous burn like fire? Pour out your wrath upon the heathen who have not known you, and upon the kingdom that have not called upon your name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place. Oh, remember not against us former iniquities. Let your tender mercy speedily prevent us. For we are bowed very low. Help us, O God, of our salvation, for the glory of your name, and deliver us and purge away the sin, our sin. For your name's sake, Jesus Christ. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by revenging of the blood of your servants which is shed. Let the saying of the prisoner come before you according to the greatness of your power. Preserve thou those who are appointed to die, and render unto our neighbor sevenfold into their bosom the reproach wherewith they have reproached you, O Lord. So we, your people, and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever. We shall show forth your praise to all generations. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou who led Joseph like a flock, thou who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people? You feed them with the bread of tears and give them tears to drink in great measure. You make us a strife to our neighbors and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts. He calls your face to shine, and we shall be saved. You have brought a bud out of Egypt. You have cast out the heathen and planted in. You prepare room before it and did cause it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the godly cedars. She sent out her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the river. Why have you broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by the way to pluck her? The boar out of the woods does waste it, and the wild beast of the field. Does devour it. Excuse me. Why? Return. We beseech you, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine in the vineyard which your right hand has planted in the branch that you made strong for yourself. It is burned with fire, and it is cut down, and they perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of the man whom you made strong for yourself. So will not we go back from you. Quicken us, and we will call upon your name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Sing aloud unto God, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel and pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on the solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out of the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. You called in trouble and delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thundering. I provide you at the waters of Meribah. Shall I hear on my people, and I will testify unto you, O Israel, it will hearken unto me. There shall no strange God be in you, neither shall you worship any strange god. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. I opened your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice. And I read that wrong. It wasn't him that opened her mouth. We opened her mouth, and he filled it. But my people would not hearken to my voice. And Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust. And they walked in their own counsel. Oh, that my people have hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon be subdued their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto me, but their name should have endurance forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat and with honey. Out of the rock should I have satisfied you. And I'm leaving it at that. And then we pray in our own conviction. In our own humility. In which the Spirit in me prayeth, dear Father, that you test the spirits and show us if they be you. And if they be not of you, then remove that spirit from us. Remove them spirits which are wicked and ungodly and unrighteous from us and away from us, and henceforth rebuke it and cast it away, bind it and cast it henceforth from us, Lord. And then give us a heart of flesh. Let our consciousness be raw as the flesh that you fed them from heaven as it fell. So you gave them the desires of their lust. But Lord, I don't lust. I don't wish to lust. I pray that all lustful thoughts be gone. And let me with an honest, pure, contrite heart be this contrite heart not be so full of strife or rot. Lord, give me a new heart, a new spirit, your spirit, only your spirit, the spirit of truth, the spirit of life, the spirit of the living word of God, the power that you and thus you shall show us that you are forever and evermore forever. You shall be, you was, you are, you're Alpha, you're Omega. You are the beginning of the end of this, and then you are the completion of the finish. Me. Refine me. Even if it means to confine me or constrain, so that I not see. And then let my heart know it and hear it and know it your voice. Lord, for if we don't know you and we don't know your voice, then we will never see the other side of wonderful, and that be ye, and that side will be eternity. And the opposite side of that will be eternal separation in a place in which the soul shall never die and never be satisfied, never be whole, or never be filled, and the void will never be gone if we do not be still and know that He is God.